Welcome back to the Raising Elite Competitors podcast. I'm Coach Bree, a mental performance coach for girl athletes, and I'm so excited that you're here. Whether you are just getting going on this sports mom journey, or maybe you have a lot of seasons under your belt, you've got an experienced athlete, this podcast is for you to help you know how to raise a mentally strong, confident girl athlete. So I am excited that you're here. Today, we're talking specifically about pregame pep talks and how to ensure that what you're saying to your athlete before she competes actually lands and actually helps her instead of hurts her. Because sometimes we unintentionally can add more pressure even though we have the best of intentions. So we're going to talk about those situations that we can get in that actually do more harm than good and what you can say to help your athlete play confidently before she competes. Now, before we get into that, I do want to give a shout out to a mom in our community. This mom is going through the Elite Mental Game with her daughter. So that's our signature mental training program for girl athletes and also for the moms and the parents that support them. And she posted this the other day. She said, "Communication has improved drastically. For the past few months, she had literally shut down with all communication with us. We would go all day or evening with a total of 5 words from her. We started this program along with her switching club, teams, and coaches, and she is a new person. We are only a couple weeks into the program, but the fact that she has had tangible tools to use during this transition has made a world of difference." So excited for you, so excited for your daughter. And I love hearing this because that's really where it comes together. When your athlete has tangible tools to navigate whatever transition she's in, whatever thing she's experiencing in her sport, and then you as the mom know what to say and do to support her through all of those things, that is really where the difference happens. And you can see it right there. Communication has improved. Now we're actually talking because she's sharing with me how she's feeling. She is sharing what she needs. And throughout the program, there are touch points that require athletes and parents to talk and communicate about these things. So it's really beautiful when it comes together like this and we start to see these results. So keep going. Really proud of the both of you. All right, before we get into pregame pep talks, if you have like 30 seconds, it would mean the world to us if you could make sure that you are subscribed and following the podcast. This actually helps you out because then you don't miss a podcast episode. And then it helps us out because we are getting into the ears of more sports moms and widening our reach. And then we can bring on more amazing guests for you and serve you even deeper. So if you just want to make sure that you are following the podcast, you're subscribed. And if you have even more time, like 30 more seconds, which I know is few and far between as sports moms, but if you do, it would also help us out a lot if you rate and review the podcast or share your favorite episode with a fellow sports mom. So thank you in advance if you have time to do that for us. Okay, let's talk about pregame pep talks. Now, pregame is kind of a tricky time. So what your athlete might be feeling and experiencing, I'm sure you have seen this, right? Before a competition, she's potentially nervous. She's also excited. She's scared, anxious. Maybe she's irritable. I hear from a lot of moms that are like, she doesn't want to talk and she's really snappy, right? Before a competition, like anything I say, like I can't even breathe right. And she is like, "Mom, stop doing that." And so she's getting a little irritable. This is normal. That's not to excuse, you know, any bad or poor behavior or how she's communicating with you. But this is normal because your athlete is caring about what's about to happen. She is potentially feeling a lot of pressure. She wants to do well. This competition matters to her. And so she is overwhelmed. Like her nervous system is a little bit dysregulated in this time. And so any other inputs that she is getting from her environment potentially are going to dysregulate her even more and cause her to be a little snappy, a little irritable. So just know that that's normal if you're in that camp. Again, not to excuse like rude or disrespectful behavior. Now, what she needs in this time when she's feeling these things, which are normal and actually are a sign that what she's doing matters and she cares about it, but she does need routine, she needs consistency, and she also needs to focus on what is in her control. Okay, we're going to talk about how you can provide that for her, how you can really create a routine with her and create something that's consistent so that she can rely on that and not have to worry about extra things pre-game. Like she can just go out and do her thing because that's ultimately what our goal is as sports moms, is to create a situation and an environment where she can just go and do. She doesn't have to think about so many other things. She doesn't have to worry about things. She's not being thrown off by like comments that you make, you know, unintentionally. She can just go and do. And so we'll talk about how you can create that for her. But what she doesn't need for sure are a lot of reminders about how big this game is, or make sure that you do this, make sure, you know, coaching, leave that to the coach. Okay. If you literally are the coach of your daughter's team, that's a little bit of a different story. We actually have episodes all about like, you know, how to draw that line between mom and coach, how to make sure that she knows if you're speaking as mom or speaking as coach. And that makes a big difference. But leave the coaching to her coach, because athletes report that they actually find themselves feeling more pressured and more anxious when their parents are just riddling them with all of these reminders and things. The other thing that she doesn't need is your stress. Most of us feel a little nervous, a little anxious before our athletes compete as well. So if you're in that camp, that is totally normal. However, you need to find your own ways to manage your stress before competition, because we can absolutely project that stress onto our kids, and then they're now feeling this extra burden, this extra weight. So check in with yourself, but you know, and start to notice, like, am I feeling stressed? Am I feeling nervous? Why am I feeling stressed? Why am I feeling nervous? Okay, do I just need to take a couple laps? Do I need to, you know, do some box breathing over here? Do I just need to make sure that I process with a partner rather than try and like word vomit on my daughter because I'm stressed? And so just, you know, finding that awareness in yourself is actually a really good first place to ensuring that she can just go out and have a great game, a great experience. I do want to share with you some of what athletes say inside our program. So inside the Elite Mental Game, there is a part in their progression where they are reflecting on what they need for support. And so they're required to answer and look into, what do I need? What is helpful before a game? What is helpful during a game? What is helpful post game? What is needed here? And then they also have a conversation with their parents to share this information. And parents are also a part of this conversation on how to build a routine. But I found it really interesting as I was looking through some of the responses from athletes, because there were some common things that came up in regards to pre-competition. So I'm just going to read to you some of these responses from athletes that they wrote inside our training portal as they were going through the Elite Mental Game. So here we go. First athlete says, before competitions, I like to be reminded that I should focus on being my best self and doing my best. Now she goes on to explain during game and post game, but here's the deal. She says she likes to be reminded, but not about things that are out of her control. That is a key differentiating thing that I really want you to pay attention to. I like to be reminded I should focus on being my best self and doing my best. That is in her control. When we remind our kids, like, hey, remember that you need to do this certain skill, or you need to score this many points, we probably aren't saying like, you need to score 30 points, but we are subconsciously sending them messages when we say things like, hey, you know, last game, do what you did then because you played so well last game, and make sure you don't do what you did over here. Like, some of those things are actually out of her control, especially if it's related to outcomes, because we have other teammates, we have the other team, we have refs, we have coaches who are making decisions. And so when our athletes feel pressured to have to perform like they did, you know, a certain game ago, or to some sort of like arbitrary expectation that you have on them, then they're feeling a lot more pressure and a lot more anxiety, nervousness, and then they're potentially not actually going to live up to what you think that they should do, or live up to what they think you think. Okay, we kind of get into this, like, you know, they're trying to read your mind and pick up on vibes. The best thing you can do is just remind her to focus on things that are in her control. Hey, show up, trust your training, do your best. You got this. We can't wait to watch. You know, those type of things, because then athletes, not that, you know, they should avoid pressure. We actually teach athletes in the program how to change their relationship with pressure, because pressure is not necessarily bad. However, they're actually going to play better and they're going to get better outcomes if they are just focusing on what is in their control. Like, I just need to go out and I need to give 100%, be coachable, be a good teammate. That's actually going to create better outcomes for them, all right? So that's the first one on that athlete. And the key takeaway there is, if you're going to talk to your athlete before a game, make sure that you are highlighting things that are in their control. Okay, another athlete said, before a game, I like being told words of affirmation by my parents because they mean the world to me. May be corny, but I love them and they're my best support. Now, how precious is that? But the takeaway from here is words of affirmation. Affirm me as a person. Remind me that I am capable, that I am strong, that I can do this. And if sometimes you feel like those words are landing on deaf ears with your athlete, do know that if your words are focused on what's in their control, who they are as people. In our program, we talk about pulling out their positive innate qualities. Those things positively impact the outcome and prepare your athlete to go out and be confident as she competes. So you heard it from this athlete. I like to be told words of affirmation. Affirm me, who I am. Okay, this athlete said, before a competition, I like to be left alone so that I can remind myself and affirm myself of what I can and can't do. I don't like my parents telling me to do what I already know. Okay, so this athlete is kind of in that camp of like, she likes to have some alone time. She likes to process. Maybe she, because she's going through the Elite Mental Game, she has a pre-competition routine. So athletes inside the elite mental game are coming up with their pre-competition routines, and they need time to do them. They don't need to be in a conversation with you the whole time. They need some space to be able to like listen to their visualization and, you know, write down their affirmations or do their breath work before a game. And then I love that she said, I don't like my parents telling me to do when I already know it, all right? Most of the time, athletes already know. They already know how big the game is. They already know what they're focusing on. They already know all of these things that sometimes we feel like we need to tell them, or else if I don't tell them this, they might not do it, when really they actually know. Okay. All right. This athlete said, before games, I like to have space because I feel like sometimes what my parents say gets in my head, even though they're trying to be supportive. Okay. Ending on this one, because this athlete brings up a really great point. We are not intentionally trying to get in our athlete's head in a negative way. We are never thinking that what we're saying is going to cause them to be in a spiral. Like everything that you say or I say as a sports parent is coming from the best of intentions. And here's the thing. Sometimes though, we can actually cause the opposite to happen. It can get into our athlete's head, especially if we're focusing on outcomes, especially if we're incessantly reminding them things, especially if our stress is projecting onto them. And so that's why a lot of these athletes are like, I just need some space. Okay. I just need to like not have to respond to questions. I just need to like get into my zone. And so if that's your athlete, this is a great time to actually think about what she needs. And maybe it's okay if there's silence in the car ride. It's okay if she just needs to like, you know, have 10 minutes where I'm not talking to her. And the more that you can be on the same page with your athlete about this, the better. And that's why inside EMG, creating a pre-competition routine, athletes create their own as athletes, but then also athletes and parents create their pre-competition routines. And they're simple. Like these are simple routines. They're like, I bring her the same snack before a game, or I tell her my phrase that I always say, maybe it's something like, trust your training, go get them. And then she spends 5 minutes by herself doing her visualization. I give her a hug and then she goes out. Some athletes and parents inside the program have like a special handshake. And so creating the space to allow a routine to, you know, happen for you and your athlete is so great, because then she has the routine, she has the consistency, she's not wondering what you're going to say or if she's going to, you know, if you're going to get in her head or anything like that. It eliminates these like arguments that sometimes happen, these bickering moments that sometimes happen before a game. And so have that routine with your athlete and come up with the things that you say that are kind of like your tagline or your catchphrases before a game. Like those things are things that your athlete will actually anchor onto. And they're actually going to be the things that years and years down the road, she's going to remember. She's going to be like, yeah, my mom always used to say, or my dad always used to say this before a game. And it just helped remind me, or it like added some humor or something. Okay. And whatever you say, make sure it's short, make sure it's focused on what's in her control. Now, if you want some examples of things that you can say before a game, this is actually something that we go over inside our free training for sports moms. And not only do we talk about this inside that training, like, you know, what's going on with your athlete pregame, how to help her with her anxiety if she has some of that, but we also give away some free PDFs around what to say. So we have our 25 key phrases PDF that has 25 phrases designed to build your athlete's confidence. And we have it split up by pregame phrases and postgame phrases, and then day-to-day scripts that you can say to ensure that you are building her confidence in the right way. So to get that, go ahead and go to trainhergame.com, register for the training. And that's one of the gifts that you get for being a part of that training. So not only do you get this amazing training, it's about 40 minutes, but you also get that PDF. It's like a cheat sheet that you can just keep in your back pocket for those times that you need it. All right. I hope that this quick episode was helpful for you. You're taking away some tangible nuggets that you can start implementing right away. I'm going to recap a little bit. First thing, there's two parts to this pregame experience. There's your athlete herself, and then there's you. And the best, most effective way to ensure that your athlete is showing up confidently and competing in her sport the way that she knows how and that you know is in her is to have both. So she needs tangible tools pre-competition. Like she needs to know what's her pre-competition routine. In EMG, we talk about hype number. What's her hype number? How does she get there? Does she do visualizations? Does she do breath work? You know, what is her routine so that she is managing her own nerves? Because you can't do that for her. However, you can influence based on what you say. So your pep talks are important. Okay. What you say, and more importantly, what you don't say is key during this time. So making sure that you have a routine, make sure you're consistent, you're checking your own stress and anxiety as it relates to your daughter's performance. And that if you are saying things to her, that they are short, and they're focused on something that's in her control. So go ahead and check out that free training for sports moms to learn even more about this. We go a lot more in depth. That's at trainhergame.com. And that's also where you can grab the 25 key phrases PDF. All right, moms, I'm Coach Bree, a mental performance coach for girl athletes. And I will see you in the next episode of the Raising Elite Competitors podcast.
Thanks so much for listening, moms. Now, don't forget to head over to trainhergame.com to check out that free training for sports mom. This is the training where we break down exactly what you can say and do to help your daughter come back from those mistakes, release the pressure, flip her negative mindset so that she can stop being overly critical of herself and play to her potential. Let's ditch this not knowing what to say dilemma for good and start getting your daughter to believe in herself as much as you do. Now, that's at trainhergame.com. Go ahead and go there to choose your date and time, and I'll see you there.